Can you tell me something just as it occurs to me about all the years that you've lived in Scotland? Have you experienced any anti-Semitism?
No, really and truly not. I mean, there is underlying anti-Semitism everywhere. This I know.
And what about being involved in the community? Were you involved in Jewish activities throughout all of the years?
Mainly refugees. It is almost impossible, I tell you, to integrate in the community. That is not possible. You will always be a stranger.
So you feel that even within the Jewish
Oh, that.
community,
Oh,
you still
yes.
felt
Oh, yes.
there was a sort of
Oh,
sub-community?
certainly. Oh, there's no question about that.
Interesting.
There's no question about that. I mean, I've got very good friends in the bigger community,
Yeah.
few and far between.
And do you think that's because of cultural differences, or is it a language
Possibly
barrier,
a
or?
language barrier should be overcome by now, you
Yes,
see.
and you speak fluent, excellent
You
English,
know,
so
I mean,
yes.
that an accent you all have, we all have, and you have not gone to school here. You cannot lose your accent. I mean, maybe elocution would have helped, but who thought of that in those days when we were short of money?
And also, I suppose you bond with people in your earlier
Yes.
years as well.
You know, I mean, that is, I know, but very difficult.
So tell me about like the good times of living here in Scotland. What's been good? What's memorable for you that you think I'm glad I've been living here?
I mean, I've just had a very happy, comfortable life. My husband was ill for 20 years. He went to the doctor after my 40th birthday, and he died after my 59th birthday. Very heavy going, but marvelous, absolutely wonderful.
So you were very happy. You were happy with him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, but it was obviously a 20
Heavy
years
going.
of illness
We had
being.
a very big age difference, which I knew from the beginning, and for that reason, he actually did not want to get married to me because of the big age difference. And it took me quite a long time because my parents had the same age difference as it happened. 17 years, it's a long time, 17 years. So you could expect illness, but not at such an early stage. But he was ill, and then he was well again, but he was a fantastic optimist. The minute he was better, he said, "When can we go on holidays?" I said, "Look, let's wait a bit." "Not at all." Very positive.
Have you been back over?
Yes, I've been back over. Yes, we did. And I have been over a couple of times since he died with my son, because he was interested. Some children are simply not interested. They don't want to know. We're born here and finished. But he is interested, and so is his wife. She is born in London. She comes originally from Vienna, her parents. And she was also interested. So we have been over, and with my granddaughter, so we have been over. And I
Yeah.
have got very good non-Jewish friends in Germany. I went to school with a girl, and we kept friends all the time. And I met another family. They are fantastic over the years. So that have been.
How do you feel when you go over?
You feel nothing because the people you knew are not there. You know, it makes you, the people make you at home. It's not the house and the bricks, which in my case stands there. But no, it's not the people. The strange people living in there, they let us in and they were very nice and they showed us around, you know. But there's nothing. I mean, I've got no feeling for them. I mean, I cannot forgive them. Nobody can, I think.
So, can you tell us during your marriage, did you work?
I worked in our own office. First, I had an agency myself for blouses because we had a mortgage on the house and neither of us liked debts in any way. So I worked till the mortgage was paid off. I did not like that particular job. That's different. But after my husband died, more times than I needed, I did voluntary work all the time for the WRVS.
Oh, right. How long did you do that for?
33 years. Mm-hmm. I'm still doing it.
You're doing it just now? Fantastic. Very
good. I'm doing it every Wednesday.
Where do you do that?
Southern General. Yes.
That's
very good. Southern General. Excellent. We run the tea bars there. I think there we are the only Jewish people. There's nobody Jewish. Not in our department there. Mm-hmm. In all the shifts, there is not a Jewish person. But we are well accepted there. We like the work.
Very good.
Yes.
Excellent. Make good tea.